AI has changed the game, but not in the way that most people think, because everybody out there is talking about how AI is revolutionizing content creation, how it's making everything faster and easier, how coaches and experts can now pump out unlimited amount of content and captions and emails and all the things. But here's the thing that nobody is talking about. How are your buyers adapting to this flood of AI-generated content? And more importantly, what does that mean for you on how you need to position yourself and communicate your actual value? So today, I'm going to share something that's been on my mind a little bit lately as I watch the expert space evolve literally in real time. Because while everybody out there is obsessed about how they're going to use AI and how it's changing the world and what they can create with it, I'm really obsessed with thinking around how AI is changing what buyers expect and why this shift is either going to make you irreplaceable or it's going to make you literally invisible. Because honestly, there's no in between. So let me start with what I'm seeing in my own business and with my own clients as well. Power buyers, these sophisticated, ready to invest people who are truly ready to invest, like ready to go, they are the people that are not fooled by surface level content anymore. They've seen the frameworks, they've experimented the funnels, they've seen all the hacks, they've consumed a lot of content that all sound pretty familiar. And now with AI and the fact that it's so easy for everybody to sound polished and professional, something kind of interesting is happening. That sophisticated ceiling is rising. What used to impress buyers 6 months ago, like well-formatted posts, clever hooks, polished graphics, now is kind of the norm. Everybody has that now, and it's going to be even more so as we move forward. And what that means is that power buyers are filtering faster and more ruthlessly than ever before. They're not necessarily impressed by production value or posting consistency. They want depth, they want originality, and they want authority. Think about it. When everybody can create content that looks professional, sounds knowledgeable, and follows all the best practices, how do you actually stand out? The old differentiators like better design, more frequent posting, catcher headlines, they don't work anymore when AI can help anybody achieve those exact same things. Power buyers are now asking different questions, such as like, well, what does this person see that others don't see? Or do they have an original perspective? Or are they just repackaging what I've heard a million times? Or are they leading the conversation? Or are they just following one? Or maybe, is this insight genuinely theirs, or was this created by AI? So this shift is creating a massive divide in the market, and most experts don't even realize that it's happening. This is why the old school approach to content marketing is basically dying faster than ever before. The post more content, it's more quality, quality, quality strategy is dead, because everyone can now post a lot more content, or the add more value doesn't work either because AI has made content just easier for everybody to implement as well. So being helpful is now essentially the baseline, not the differentiator. What's working now and what's going to work even more in the future is what I call demand priming content, where instead of trying to just educate or help people, you're creating content that literally is building demand, making it feel like what you do is exactly what your audience needs before you've even pitched anything. In an AI world where everybody can share tips and tactics, revealing why those tips and tactics don't work for sophisticated clients is actually becoming really, really powerful. And this is how you position yourself as a need to have, not as a nice to have, because as AI makes helpful content the norm, what's valuable are shifts in thinking, unique perspectives, right? Power buyers don't need more information. They can use ChatGPT for that. They need someone who can help them see their situation from a different lens. That brings me to something really crucial that most experts are missing. With AI, sameness multiplies exponentially. Everybody can pump out blog posts and captions and reels that sound basically the same because they're using similar prompts and therefore getting similar outputs. But what cuts through the noise is going to be your angle of mastery, your unique, irreplaceable lens through which you're viewing problems and solutions. Category leaders aren't competing on who posts the most amount of content. They're not competing on who has better graphics or catchier hooks. They're competing on original thought and authority. So while some people out there are using ChatGPT prompts to create generic content about like mindset blocks or scaling strategies, they end up sounding like every other coach because they're all using the same AI inputs. True leaders have developed proprietary concepts, and if they're using AI, it's to help them articulate and expand on those existing unique frameworks. So that first approach from those people that are just using AI to create content is stuff that could be written by anybody anywhere. The second one creates content that could only have been written by you, the leader. And power buyers can immediately tell the difference. So they're not looking for the person who can regurgitate AI-generated wisdom most effectively or efficiently. They're looking for the person who has a genuine insights that can't be replicated by a prompt. And so this is, for me, the reason why developing your angle of mastery is more critical than it has ever been in the past. It's what makes you irreplaceable in an age of infinite replication. And when I look ahead, I see the expert space basically being divided into two big groups. First, all the AI dependent coaches. These are the experts who are relying on ChatGPT or Claude or Poe or whatever to be able to create all of their content. They're inputting generic prompts and outputting generic results, right? They're essentially just outsourcing their thinking to AI, which means that they become interchangeable with anybody using similar prompts. The result is that you end up becoming very generic and replaceable and ultimately invisible to advanced buyers. The second group are those AI enhanced leaders. And these are experts who are using AI as a sophisticated intern who is able to amplify their own authority and your unique message. They've done the foundational work of developing that distinctive perspective, their proven methods, their proprietary framework, their vision, their angle of mastery. And then they're using AI to help them articulate, organize, and expand on that thing. So the result of that is that they are becoming magnetic, category defining, and irresistible to power buyers. For me, the difference isn't in the tools that they're using. The difference is in the strategic foundation that they've built before they've implemented any of these tools. So basically, that first group is asking AI to think for them. And the second group is teaching AI how they think and then using it to help it amplify their unique perspective. And that distinction is only going to become more important as AI becomes more advanced and more widely adopted by everybody. So here's what I really want you to understand. AI is not a threat to your business. Lack of originality is. If your content could have been created by anybody using the same AI prompts that you give it, you're in trouble. If your framework sound like generic industry wisdom that could be found anywhere, you're going to become replaceable. If your positioning doesn't clearly communicate what makes your approach unique, you're going to become invisible. But if you've developed genuine expertise, original insights, and proprietary methods, and then you're using AI to amplify rather than replace your uniqueness, you're going to have an unprecedented opportunity because while everybody out there is just racing to create more content using the same AI tools, you can focus on what actually matters and what is going to be the thing that makes a difference, which is that strategic thinking and unique perspective that no AI can actually replicate. The market is really rapidly evolving. Buyers are filtering faster than ever. AI content is amplifying the noise exponentially. But in the middle of all of that kind of chaos, there's such a big opportunity for experts who understand what's actually happening and what they need to do to really position themselves accordingly in this changing market. In 12 months' time, I feel like the expert space is going to be dominated by a small group of leaders who have a very clear, distinctive positioning and original frameworks. These experts are going to command premium fees, obviously, because they offer something that can't be found anywhere else, that unique lens that they have on problems and solutions. Meanwhile, the vast majority of experts out there are going to be struggling to differentiate themselves in a sea of AI-generated sameness, competing on price rather than value, attracting tire kickers rather than those people who are truly ready to invest. So the choice of which group you want to be is going to be made right now. You need to make that choice right now because the window for developing distinctive positioning is closing really fast as more people are using AI content and going more and doing more without that strategic foundation, the noise is only going to get louder. But for those who understand this shift and position themselves accordingly, I feel like the opportunity has never been greater than right now. The experts who thrive in the AI era are those who are not only just using AI efficiently, it's those that are using AI strategically. They're going to have done that fundamental work of understanding that unique perspective that they have, developing that angle of mastery, really know knowing and understanding, like, how do I communicate with my buyers? How do they think? What do they respond to, especially in this AI era? And creating content that is basically demand priming that positions you as a need to have rather than something that is helpful and nice. And then only then will they use AI to amplify and scale that strategic foundation. So this is the difference between building a sustainable premium position business and getting lost in the noise of AI generated content. So all that to say, what are you doing right now? Is your current messaging and positioning strong enough to cut through the AI saturated market? Do you have the strategic foundation that allows you to use AI as an amplifier rather than a crutch? Are you right now positioned as a category leader with unique insights, or are you just another expert saying the same thing as everybody else is saying out there? Because the truth is that if you're not sure, if you suspect that your messaging might be too generic or your positioning might be too similar to others in your space, then you need to address this right now before the window closes. Now, here's the cool news. I've created something really, really powerful, and it is something that I'm beyond excited to share with you. I've developed an AI brand message diagnostic tool that analyzes your current messaging using my frameworks for power buyer attraction, angle of mastery positioning, and basically demand priming content. And so what it does is it analyzes everything in your messaging and shows you exactly where your messaging stands in this evolving market and gives you specific recommendations for strengthening your positioning before the competition gets even more intense. So it's going to evaluate your content, your message, how you're communicating, and it is extremely powerful. To access it, you're going to go to fabipaolini.com/AI. You're going to be able to find the link in the episodes in the show notes here and to be able to access that. I can't wait. Like, I've had so many people reach out to me already telling me how powerful it's been and how insightful it has been for them to see how their message is not exactly where they thought it was. Even people who are doing quite well are seeing things that they had never thought of before. So go to fabipaolini.com/AI right now to find out where your message is in the market, because the future belongs to experts who combine agile thinking with strategic AI implementation. And the time to build that foundation is right now. Make sure that you subscribe and follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you follow me at Fabi Paolini on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, on all the places. And let me know in the comments how you are currently incorporating AI into your business. I am so curious to know, and I will see you in another episode. Bye.